So first off, Raul, thank you for coming to the podcast. I know that we had been talking about it for a little bit, and thank you for coming. How does it feel to be here?
I know we went back and forth, you know, for a good time, and you know, I was hoping that this would happen soon, and then, you know, by the grace of God, you reached out, and I was stoked, dude. I'm stoked to be here. It's a really cool spot, you know. It's huge, and I feel like I'm in like a little, you know, we could do like a treasure hunt here. You know, it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, this is the place to create content, I feel, because Yvette is someone who I've been teaming up with for a little bit more than a year now. And her spot, she actually dedicated all this behind you to the podcast. Like, she put this together for the podcast. So, you know, she's been a huge contributor to the success of just bringing people and sharing their stories. So a big, you know, it's not by myself. It's teamwork.
Totally, man. Yeah. And I love that. You know, I think us being from this area, you know, having people that we could lean on and connect with, you know, it's super important, you know, human connection. And yeah, dude, it's a fun spot. I love the energy. You know, after this, I'm definitely going to try on a lot of stuff, maybe some hats, and we'll see what I leave with.
Love that. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, first of all, I guess it could be an obvious question, but we could start, first of all, by you recommended doing some breath work.
Yeah.
And then after we do that, I would love it if you shared a little bit about how you grew up and how you came about encountering, you know, this new mindset.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like fun. Just gonna dive deep, man. Yeah. Let's do this. Cool. Yeah. So if both of you are ready, go ahead and close your eyes and just naturally find your own rhythm of breath. Okay. So that's just in through the nose and out through the nose. Nothing forced. Okay. So as you take a breath in, maybe you start to straighten out through the spine just a little bit. Yes. Yes. Start to soften through the heart, right? Maybe you relax the face. Okay. Just be here right now in this present moment. Start to tune in to your highest self with each breath that you take in. You start to embrace the embodiment of what universal love and consciousness is. You start to become that with every inhale that you take in. So we'll take two cleansing breaths together. And that is through the nose and then out through the mouth, okay? So go ahead and breathe in, breathe, 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 breathe. Audible sigh out. Beautiful. We'll do another one just like that. Deep breath. Breathe and expand. Go, go, go. Audible sigh out. Beautiful. You could open your eyes now to let me know that we're ready to groove.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't consider myself an expert at all in meditation, but I feel like I've dabbled enough to kind of like survive in conversation. And one of my favorite things about being able to do something like this, because to me, it's not always easy. It takes practice to just not think about anything and be present.
Yeah.
So I noticed that having someone to guide you kind of like takes away those intrusive thoughts, or just like thoughts that you're like trying to focus on what's happening, right?
Totally.
So I noticed that having someone telling me like what to do definitely makes a huge difference.
Totally. And I mean, everybody's journey is different, right? So and this is like a misconception about meditation, you know, the goal is not to it's not to fully empty your mind, right? Don't forget about the journey.
Yeah, it's about being present.
It's about being present. So like if thoughts do arise, it's okay. It's like just taking note, like, oh, there it goes. You know, it's just watching a wave pass by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so There definitely is a misconception. I feel like a lot of people, you know, limit themselves mm-hmm. because I can't stay still. I can't mm-hmm. stop thinking. That's the whole purpose.
Yeah.
That's the journey within, you know, so.
To not move?
All of that is okay. Mm. You have to start somewhere, you know, and then it's just with practice with anything, right? So in your field of work, you know, like you had to start somewhere to gain a little bit of gems with each practice, right? So mm-hmm. each time you do this, you learn something more about yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So the goal and the objective, yes, at some point, you know, once you begin to pick up the practice, you'll start to find yourself like, oh, damn, this is easy.
Yeah.
You know?
One thing that you just mentioned, you said you find something, you know something of yourself and mm-hmm. you build on that. Mm-hmm. When did you first notice that this was this particularly because of meditation, or was it like a type of mindset that you grew up with? Because we've known each other for a long time.
Dude.
And you were always very active. Mm-hmm. And this is just another way of being active. So how did you come to find the world of meditation, or
totally.
what would you call it?
Yeah, suffering, pain, you know, shame, guilt, embarrassment, you know, all of those things brought me to the path. And if you want to dive deeper into this next section too, like psychedelics helped me out a lot too, you know, if I'm being fully transparent.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've, within this last year too, you know, I've had a lot of heartbreak. I've had some trials and tribulations for sure. But going back to that first time where I really had my first spiritual awakening, man, sure, there's a lot of words that we could put into play, but I felt bliss, ecstatic, enlightened. You know, I felt the love of God.
Yeah.
You know, and this is like 10, 11 years ago, yeah. mind you, with the help of psychedelics. But mm-hmm. But after that, you know, I was just a curiosity too about the Buddha sitting down yeah. under a tree. Homie is just chilling.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's just chilling. You know, I'm like, okay, how do I become more like the Buddha? You know, and how do I walk more like Christ? You know, mm-hmm. like how do I follow these people that mm-hmm. you know, laid the foundation for peace and love, you know, mm-hmm. because with the help of psychedelics, man, I went full blown hippie, mm-hmm. you know?
It's funny that you mentioned psychedelics because I actually, you know, we're just coming off of Christmas. I was given a present and it was a mushroom. And usually when I take some sort of psychedelic or whatever you want to call it, I tend to be social. I tend to mm. be with others. And this time I was like, you know what? It's Christmas. We're here in family. You know, I'll take it here. And yeah, I feel like I had a big reveal with God as well.
Yeah.
The best, it's hard to describe, but the way that I felt when that was happening, I felt like a child again. I felt mm-hmm. giddy. Like the first thing that I did when I noticed, like, okay, like he has my back, I'm protected. Mm-hmm. Once I understood that in my mind, the first thing that I did was like, I went to my closet, and usually, you know, we grab our shirt or whatever, mm-hmm. and we don't think anything about it, you know, put it on. But I was like, so amazed by how far we've come in humanity that we're able to get things from nature
totally.
And put it together and have all this amazing life with texture and smell and visualization. And,
totally.
And I was pretty amazed at the experience. And I'm proud to say that I actually, I don't know if you consider it being baptized. Mm. I consider it being baptized because I felt like in my heart that I meant it. So I actually got baptized in the shower. Like I knelt down,
dude, wow.
I prayed.
Wow.
And then the next day I went to church because I was like, okay, well, I want to see if I did it the right way. Because yeah. it's very unnatural to discover God or come upon his presence through a psychedelic. So
but I just water is emotional cleansing. Like when you drink of water, it's like you're cleansing your soul. So that's why the baptism, that's why they use water, because you go to, people go to the island in the salt water. It's emotional cleansing. And even you made yourself a new Facebook. And what's the name of the Facebook?
Well, instead of having my name there, I put Jesus is my Savior.
Yes. That. Yeah, amen. That. Yeah. That's going to change a lot of people.
Saw that. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not going to say I understand everything, but I want to like learn more.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of like what he told me when I was in his presence. He was like, your purpose in this life is to let people know about me with your talents, with what you know. And it was just immensely incredible that you're bringing this up. Yeah. And, you know, it kind of like feels like it's meant to happen.
Yeah, man. So like the first time I experimented with it was with LSD, and mind you, I'm speaking from my experience, so this is not for everybody, you know. I was probably around the age of 19, and it was like I had seen myself for the first time. You know, I was really like, you know, third person, you know, video game playing. It was like I'm looking at my hands and I'm just like, oh, wow, I'm a human being, you know. And they tell you not to look in the mirror, but I did.
I was just so,
it was the first time I had seen myself in so long, you know. Like I grew up with a lot of like body shame, and I a few healings when it comes to like self-love and stuff like that, that I've been practicing, which yoga, we'll dive back into that in a second. But, you know, it's like I had seen myself for the first time, you know, like really looking at myself. And I remember looking up and just like, thank you so much, God, you know, like, thank you for this vessel. Like, wow, thank you. Like, I can't fuck up this life, you know, because I don't know what I'll get in the next one, you know. Yeah. So I was just so beyond, like I said, there's so many emotions and feelings, you know, that I felt. But for sure, I think around that point, I was borderline, you know, playing with atheism and stuff like that. And when it happened, it was just, the veil was just off. And it was just, I felt, you know, what God is to me, and God is love. And I took a step outside, it was night, and I would take a breath in, and you know, the grass would sway towards me, and I would exhale, and it would sway back. You know, the stars were right in my face, and it feels good to breathe too. And I think that was another thing that helped out a lot. Like I would take a breath in, and I'm like, man, is it always feel this good? You know, of course, like your senses are very heightened, you know, but I would say, man, you know, psychedelics have definitely helped a huge role in my belief in universal love and consciousness and what God is, you know. So kudos to you. Did you take the heroic dose?
What is that?
It's about an eighth, about 3.5 grams.
So it was maybe like around this.
Okay, one and some change.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But it was unexpected. Like he didn't know.
Totally.
What he was doing, and then all of a sudden this happened.
Yeah. And I think that's like when it's unexpected like that. That's when you have no expectations.
Well, the one thing that I did change, I had taken it before, but I didn't get the same feeling as I got this time. The thing that changed was, you know, our friend Lainey Luna, right?
Totally.
She was visiting some mushroom shop or something. And then I took a picture and I was like, look what I got. And then she was like, pray that you have a good journey before you take it.
Always intention too. Yes.
Yeah. And I had never like thought about doing that before. I just did it, you know?
Yeah.
And then this time I was like, okay, I'll do that. And that's the...
Yeah, it's medicine, you know? I mean, like, there's a reason why shamans use it. There's a reason, you know, it's
from the earth.
Yeah, it's from the earth, and it should be with intention, right? With anything that you do, right? So, to me, like, with your experience, and don't let my words take away your experience, but it sounds like you were just ready for that calling, you know, and you received it.
It felt, I have been getting so many signs this past year. And I attribute it as well to meeting Yvette. I feel like all that has been leading up to this. And it was just like, wow. It just felt like it was meant to happen.
Totally. Yeah, man. Well, kudos to you.
Thank you. And one thing that I want to talk about is, like, why do you think psychedelics is such a taboo subject to some people. I guess more around people around like the Valley. Mm-hmm. Like if you go somewhere like LA or a little bit more progressive, it tends to be like normal, like natural.
I wouldn't say taboo. I would say it's a fear. And there's people who have, you know, the strong misconception because of the fear.
Why do you think that is?
Oh, man, I think, well, media, government. I mean, I think there's a lot of things that go into play, but it sounds like you had a very spiritual practice. Could you imagine if everybody took psychedelics and they would awaken to their truest self?
Yeah.
They would be closer with God, you know? Yeah. Like, there's a reason why, you know, it's bigger than, it's huge.
That's right.
You know, and like, for example, in Austin, man, like I accidentally, so I would microdose on the regular, and there's one time I accidentally ate a little bit more than I expected, and I was working at this shop out in Austin called Stag. It's a men's clothing store, and I'm folding.
And
Stag, and I see the texture start to come off.
Oh, damn.
And I'm like, oh, God, and then I start to get the yawns. And that's when you know.
You know why? Let me explain that. Mm-hmm. The first thing you know about when you're about to start feeling the initial dosage is all of your organs dilate.
Mm-hmm.
So your lungs dilate, and that's what makes you yawn.
Cool.
Your brain dilates, your lungs. So that's it. Like when you take any kind of, you know, hallucinogenic, you start yawning, that's when you need to make sure you're in a safe place.
Yeah. And the reason why I bring up Austin is because I told the homies, like, guys, I accidentally ate a little bit more than what I expected, and they were cool about it. Like, okay, cool, go outside, man. You know, come back in.
They didn't take the clock out.
No, every 15 minutes or so, you know. And then there was this really cool tree there on South Congress that I would sit underneath, and just that experience alone. But back to, like, if I was here in the Valley, and if I'm at work, and I'm like, hey, boss, I just ate a little bit more than what I expected. It's definitely going to be a conversation with HR, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
But to get back to the point, man, I think the reason why psychedelics is not, you know, we don't have the green light for it is because, could you imagine a lot of people waking up to their truest selves, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be
a revolution. Because the media kind of like wants you to be in that feeling of fear.
Totally, totally. Yeah, and that first experience that I had, you know, like it's like I heard this voice in my head, and it wasn't for me, or maybe it was, you know, but the voice told me, hey, none of this matters.
Yeah.
And I started crying. I was like, man, like none of my stresses, none of my worries, none of these burdens, like, and it was just gone, you know.
It's just part of being human.
It's just part of the experience, you know. And I think the obstacles that we go through in life are intended for us for a specific reason, you know, and it's for us to keep leveling up. It's for us to keep growing in this state of awareness, and we keep leveling up our awareness, you know, and it's for the deeper connection with God, you know.
And I feel like people like you, and I would consider myself someone who also is in this arena, that we're putting out content or giving out our opinion about matters and having conversations, not only on social media, but like in person about having spiritual conversations or journeys. So it's becoming more and more,
prevalent.
It's
funny though that you say that, because there was like I've always been very religious and spiritual, even though I'm crazy and wild, I still believe in God. And that is my, like, I'm a vessel of God. I'm here to do God's work. I feel like, you know, me, I'm blessed. I feel I have to bless others constantly, always trying to help people. And I had to stop and say, you know, I want to, you know, maybe I need to try some microdose things, but maybe a little tiny, because I don't know. They just, it's just, I'm like body world, whatever. But now there's a spiritual movement.
Totally.
And you can see it on TikTok. You can see it on Instagram. It's about, you know, we have a purpose, and we just find our passion, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah, you use know, our passion as Christ, our tools.
Yeah.
Our skills, well,
that's,
trade,
that's
whatever.
The God within you expressing itself as God, you know?
Living in a godly manner.
Yeah, yeah.
Christ-like.
Yeah, and it's honestly, like, I've been back in the Valley for about a year and some change, and mm-hmm. Before that, I was in California for a little bit. I was in Vegas for a little bit, and I was in Austin the last few years, and coming back was hard because I didn't know, like, I mean, as far as, like, finding your spiritual community, mm-hmm. you know, but the message for me was, like, dude, build it.
Did you ever go to Agape Church?
I did.
I love that place. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, Michael Beckwith.
I've been there. I went through all that, too. It's just an amazing experience.
Yeah.
And that's when it really started in the 90s.
Yeah. Michael Beckwith mm-hmm. is, if you guys don't know, he's that.
I know.
The movie The Secret, he's the dude with the dreads. Yeah.
I haven't seen
you know, the movie The Secret is the first movies that I think kind of like, whoa, it's the law of attraction, basically,
right.
You know. But I did get to participate in this church. I would go in Beverly Hills. Yeah there was a few.
I've been there.
Yeah. Man, and honestly, like, I listen to him every morning,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
every morning I listen to him.
That's the glory of being spiritual is that it's everywhere you go. You don't even have to get out of bed. You just click on your phone, and you're in tune to what you want to be in tune to.
Totally.
So we can do that with our phones, but we can't do that with people or our environments or what we're inhabiting. Like, wait a minute, you know, that's how easy it is to get into tune with where the level that you want to be.
And what I love about Michael Beckwith, you know, his church is non-denominational, you know. But he uses words like universal love, mm-hmm. universal consciousness, mm-hmm. A lot about embodying the emotion and the feeling of gratitude.
Living out the word.
Yeah, and he's changed my life in so many ways, you know.
I could tell. I just knew when you said I'm like, oh, he went to
the
So I don't know who that is, but can you enlighten us a little bit about what makes him so special in your life?
Yeah, it's the words that he uses. You know, he's not your this new age pastor, you know, with nothing wrong with that, you know, but he just doesn't, all is welcome. You know, if you're Buddhist, Muslim, if you're Hinduism, all is welcome, you know. Like I said, he uses words
like, there's all one God, but different name.
Yeah. So
all of them are worshiping the same one, but it's in a different language.
Right.
Well, that's what we don't understand. So that's where, like, hey, wait a minute. Oh, it's the same.
Yeah. I like to tell
even
people.
Even in the Caribbean, they have their Virgin Mary that's darker, and she's resembles the Virgin Mary, but she's a darker color.
Totally. Yeah.
So in all religions, they're worshiping the same.
Totally.
But it's a different
name. Yeah, and I think so. What I tell you, it's like it's all one. It's one bird, just different feathers. You know. Mm-hmm. But with Michael, like, I just resonate with what he says a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's definitely the vocabulary that he uses. Mm-hmm. You know, he like I said, he talks a lot about embodying the emotion and feeling of what, mm-hmm. like I said, gratitude, universal love, and then he'll give like a quick little talk on like Christ, or he'll give an example, you know, mm-hmm. but he definitely
it's on like a today level where you can understand and you also enjoy it.
Yes.
You're not feeling like somebody's telling you need to do this and why aren't you doing that? This is what we're supposed to. No, it's about relating to God in a very comfortable way.
And I think that's what I like about him too, you know. It's we're at a day and age now where science and metaphysics and spirituality, like, they're all, it's like that triangle. Mm-hmm. You know, it's he does a great job at bringing all of that in, you know. And I'm somebody that's definitely questioned a lot about a lot of different religions and stuff like that, and he just does a great job at bringing in the right verbiage for me. Mm-hmm. And he's had some great people I've been to, like a seminar, Dr. Sue Mortar, who has a book called The Energy Codes, mm-hmm. Who talks about trauma in the body and how mm-hmm. we store it, and, you know, different methods that you could do, you know, to kind of shake it off and connect with yourself. And referring back to yoga, like, it all goes back to the breath,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Everything goes back to the breath. Self-awareness equals self-transformation. Mm-hmm. The more that you know who you are, the more that you dive deeper into your traumas, you know, the more you become more of yourself.
How would you recommend someone get to know themselves a little bit more with yoga?
With yoga, yeah. Go to a class.
And is there any, like...
wait, what?
Go to class.
Oh, my gosh.
Is there any way to explain why doing yoga kind of, like, makes one more aligned with who they are?
Chakras.
So yoga means to bring union, to yoke, right? So union, body, mind, and spirit, okay? Throughout the practice, eventually, as you continue to go and show up and place yourself on that mat, yes, it's poses are known as asanas, right? So us as a Western society, we've kind of think yoga, we just think the pose, but it's a lot bigger than that. In fact, what you and I are doing right now, what we're doing here is yoga. Yoga is life too, mm-hmm. you know? So yoga is a broad term, but as Westerners, we think it's just the postures, mm-hmm. okay? So when you're in these postures, right? When you're standing with your arms up and you're in a chair pose, mm-hmm. the breath helps you. It helps the mind, it helps you get out of the head. It helps you sink in deeper. It helps mm-hmm. you soften. It helps you be aggressive in the feet or passive in the face, you know? So this you could take outside the mat and live in real life. You'll start to notice, hey, I'm a lot calmer. Mm. Hey, that person just cut me off. Hey, I hope you make it to where you need to get to. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So the one has to be there though, mm-hmm. you know? And it's yeah. just like this. It's like practicing meditation. You just have to show up and have to mm-hmm. show up, you know? Now, mind you, like, there's a lot of different styles of yoga, you know, there's Hatha, Vinyasa, there's Bikram, you know, there's Kundalini, there's a lot of different styles, you know. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, they're all relatable. The common denominator is the breath, you know. And if you have a good teacher, there's philosophies too that interplay with mm-hmm. The rhythm and the cadence of the mm-hmm. postures and the breath, you know. So, mm-hmm. You know, I've been on and off the mat for about 11 years now, and I'm finally teaching. Got about a year, and yeah, thank you, buddy. And it's something that I've always wanted to do. So, mm-hmm. you know, moving back to the valley, I was like, oh, this is my calling. This is what I'm going to be doing. Mm-hmm. You know, and it interplays with the men's circles.
I love the men's yeah. circle. I wish I could dress up as a man and go.
Well, hey, you know what? Eventually, I want to do a co-ed. You know, because so Hatha yoga. Ha is sun. Mm-hmm. Tha is moon. Mm. Sun is masculine, mm-hmm. moon is feminine, mm-hmm. right? So in the practice, it's about balance. You said chakras earlier, right? Mm-hmm. So it's about the balance of the human body, the human mm-hmm. spirit, the human mind,
right?
So eventually, yeah, mm-hmm. co-ed circles is definitely gonna be, mm-hmm. you know, the next routine, you know? I think it'd be awesome to get, so that way women can recognize like, yeah. damn man, you guys, we think the same.
Yeah.
You guys think the same.
Yeah.
Or I didn't know that it feels like this when I say this. Mm-hmm. Or I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like yeah. it's I've been a part of some in Austin, of course, and it's like we recognize at the end of the class, like, man, we're in this journey together. How mm-hmm. can we be better that way? How yeah. could I serve myself that way I could serve you?
Mm-hmm. I really you know? Think that you're onto something with the men's retreats because you're bringing in like so many positive benefits for PTSD, anxiety,
yeah.
depression, which most men have all of that, but
yeah.
they don't know how to deal with it because
totally.
We're in a society where like, you need to be tough and strong. No.
Especially here. Yeah, yeah.
And is that macho.
Is that yeah. part of what the men's circle consists of, talking about all of that?
Yeah, man. We just dive into it, you know? So the last class that we had at MacTown Fitness, and I hosted it with a buddy of mine, Isaac Bravo, and
the guy in the picture, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah, yeah. So a good buddy of mine, him and I were just spiritually connected, you know? I mean, the whole purpose is
What does it mean to be spiritually connected with, you know, like a brother?
I would even say you and I are spiritually connected, you know?
We all went to high school together,
yeah.
so
elementary.
You all got the spirit during the pep rally.
Elementary.
yeah. yeah. I was a part of that pep rally.
yeah.
Yeah, no, you know.
You're on the same level mentally. Like, you
yeah.
all understand each other where you're one saying it, one's doing it, and you don't have to speak.
And mm-hmm. we could just pick up wherever we left off, you know.
You
it's like, it's like,
day.
You know, yeah, it's just like, oh, it's back to the rhythm, you know,
yeah,
when we're together, you know.
Right,
and
right.
Leading with him is fun, you know, because Isaac he's very knowledgeable too in the yogic mm-hmm. practices. And it's fun to see men, and this is gonna sound so bad, but it's fun.
Right.
To see, yes.
I know. I love it. It's so sexy.
Yeah. Whenever.
it's a for sure turn on for me because
yeah.
I'm like, oh, here, come on, let me hug you real quick.
Yeah.
You know how good.
Yeah. Give the mother.
But
yeah, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's a humongous It's
you're vulnerable.
It's
you feel you feel
it's
safe.
Like you say living with intent.
Yeah.
And it's gonna hurt. You're gonna make mistakes, but you have to face those things.
Yeah.
And when you cry, it lets it out.
Yeah.
I just recently worked on a movie called a film. Directed in it's probably going to be on Netflix. Anyway, this movie that was called El Llorón in the 1970s, I'm going to plug it, okay? In the 1970s, it was prevalent that Hispanic families would hire a man, a professional crier, to go to funerals. Because when you go to a funeral, everybody's like, oh, I haven't seen you. And they're
they
like,
don't
so mundane,
whoa,
quiet and everything. So this actor, he was on Flaming Hot. He worked with mainline actors. I mean, this movie was amazing. I can't wait to show you
guys.
Wow,
yeah, I'm stoked for
it. So anyway, it's called El Llorón. So it's a dark comedy, but it's really a good concept of old school Catholic religion.
Yeah.
We're motivated by guilt.
Yeah.
So why do we cry? Because we feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So when we cry, we get that guilt out no matter where it is or where it's elevated from, coming from. It's gone.
Yeah.
Afterwards at the funerals, everybody's like, hey, bro, you know, you don't have to pay me back $10,000. I love your kid. I'll take care of you. It's always about when you're around someone in a group and you all cry or someone cries, you automatically bond forever.
Totally.
Forever.
Yeah. Well, it's back to that, you know, connection, like we need each other, man. And I think specifically here, you know, there is a huge calling for it, you know, and just witnessing, you know, these men take ownership of their path, you know, it just brings me so much joy, you know. And
I need to go to one.
Sign up cards for the next one.
Yeah,
all of them.
We're definitely going to
sign me up.
We'll bring it back, you know, sometime February. That'd be great, man. Yeah, but.
And where do you usually have them at? Is it like a weekend thing or you can bring your phones? What's the school?
Yeah, so this last one, we had it at Mactown Fitness because I incorporate a little bit of movement, you know, a little bit of yoga flow. I think when you work out together as a team, you know, there's the bond, you know, and then that's when we dive into like the heavier things. We'll do like a mirror.
It's a camaraderie. Yeah.
It's camaraderie, yes, yeah.
You're building equity, you're building trust.
Yeah.
And strong emotions.
Totally, yeah. So we'll do that. We'll line everybody up and look each other right in the eye for a good minute, and that's kind of fun too, you know. There's a lot of men that won't look another man in the eye
because,
you know. So we'll do that, and then we'll dive into some series of questions, you know.
I'll invite my friends too because they need it.
Everybody can come, man.
From El
They might not go because they have to work a lot.
So it's a sacred space for men to voice and be vulnerable, right? So we'll have on one side we have, you know, person A, and then person B is listening, right? So just to listen in itself takes a lot of practice, right? So after the conversation, we'll ask person A, how did it feel to voice and express what you wanted to say? And then person B, how did it feel to hold space? Was it hard for you to like pay attention? Did you want to speak right away, you know? So like I said, man, it's been super beneficial to see all walks of life. I've had 18-year-olds all the way up to about 50-some-year-old men, you know. It's been a journey, and I'm looking forward to picking it back up, you know. So
that's an amazing, I really want to promote that, and I want to, you know, post it up and maybe get some flyers and stuff, because I know a lot of people.
She's
right
your
now,
girl. She does that. Flyers.
You know, that are dealing with mental health. This is mental health.
Awareness.
Awareness.
There you go. Yes. Yeah.
And so, and you know, we think like, oh, these men are so strong and tough, but you know what?
No, yeah.
That's just a false bravado.
Totally, yeah.
They're living that like, ooh, yeah, and then they're just eating it up. And then once they go to something like this, it's just life-changing.
Yeah, I mean, and the whole concept is you have somebody to lean on, you know, and back to that concept, yeah, like, I may look tough, you know, but inside, I mean, there's times where like, man, I need somebody right now. Like, I'm really hurting right now. And who do I call? You know, who do I have? You know, because not all families are open to.
And
you
that's
know,
the last
speaking,
person you want to call. They're like, well, what are we gonna eat? Or can you bring me a burger? Or
yeah.
Okay, I'll call you back. Yeah.
Well, and also too, like, and I get it though, because I've been in conversations like, I really wish you didn't put this on me, because it's energetic. It's energy, right? So now I'm passing it to you to hold it for me, you know, as I release, right? But it is not fair, you know? So in conversation, you know, if there's ever a moment, you know, like, hey, do you have time to hold space for me so I could just release something, you know?
That's called also venting, right?
Yeah, venting, right? It's like therapy, right? You know, and shout out to therapists, you know, because, you know, that's been another huge benefit for my journey too. You know, I started going to therapy this last year, and it was great, you know.
Congrats for doing that.
Yeah, man, yeah.
I've been going to therapy all my life. Amen, Jesus, to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes us as Hispanics, we're like, nah, I don't need therapy.
Yeah.
I mean,
everybody needs
it. Well, we can't afford it for one. Then we're not going to say we need it if we can't afford it.
And yeah, I'm blessed with work. You know, they I get, you know, some free sessions. And
yeah, I think there's when I, because I studied psychology, so I'm like going to tell you, I know everything, but you can't do it on yourself. Right?
No.
The philosophies, the psychologies of this and that, and, you know, all the theories and statistics. But I can say this. I remember one statistic that we learned is that 85% of people are dysfunctional in some frame, form, or matter. And only 95% of the, and not even like 15% of those are medicated. So like we really don't need the medication. Obviously half of the people are, but they're struggling, they're surviving. You know, there's homeopathic ways, there's stretching, working out, you know. It's really the brain.
Yeah. It's
relative.
And I always tie everything back into energy.
Yeah.
And think in terms of energy, right? You know, like in anything that we do, right?
Like if you go somewhere and something breaks, what do you take off?
Yeah, bad
okay,
juju.
Yes!
Bad juju.
That happens a lot here, so I'm going to kick those people out when they come.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, seriously, like that's what I'm talking about. People don't know to read the energies. Mm-hmm. Those are like hints, clues, flags, Oh, I'm sorry. My energy is non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's been times where people come here and they're like, they're looking at the store.
And then something will break. I'm like, oh, Carlos, it's over. Let him out. Let him out. Let him out. And I tell him, don't you come over here with your demon, whatever you did. Like, there's been times. Okay, I'm not going to lie.
I broke it like
three. I broke my leg, my knee. Like, they pushed. There's some spirits around here to cleanse this place.
Yeah, some sage.
Yeah.
Sage it up.
A lot of heavy duty shit.
Yeah.
But part of that, no, fragrances, everything, because I'm very into that. So we had like a couple of models come and then we were going back and forth and then all of a sudden they left and they had these big scratch marks, like fingers, like right on the bumpies. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm like, what happened? I don't know. I was in the back. I felt it. And then I looked and like blood or scratches on their arms. And I'm like, oh, thank you. The spirits are protecting me, you know? And I'm like, because I already know what's up. I've learned to with the vintage store, I've learned that I carry a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of pass down, yeah. A lot of energy in here, yeah, totally.
Supposedly good energies, always.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about where you, because I know you posted on your Instagram that you have like 3 sessions a week. Like, tell me a little bit about how that works. Like, do you go somewhere? Do people meet you? Do you have private lessons?
Do you do private lessons?
We do, yeah, I do private. You're talking about the classes that I teach?
Mm-hmm. I saw it was like a hit.
Yeah, so yoga hit, yeah. So been at yoga studio since I've been back in the Valley. You know, we just opened up a location in Sherryland. So tomorrow I'm actually teaching a vinyasa class, which is a full flow. But I also teach a yoga hit class, you know, and yoga hit is...
What's the beginning class? Like if somebody doesn't know how to stretch real good and they might break their neck.
Yeah, I would just go to a vinyasa class.
Vinyasa,
yeah.
And what does this mean?
So there's a few styles, right? Vinyasa for the most part is that full transition of when you do that upward dog down to back to downward dog.
Like you do all of them in a unison.
There you go. Yeah. So you have your sun A's, sun B's, and then you'll do some, you know, flow, which is
they're accumulative. It's like more they all of a, help each other.
You're right. It's a free flow. It's not very structured, you know, like some classes. Mm-hmm. I teach at Yoga House. I teach a yoga hit class. We do some flow. And then we get into the HIIT portion, which is we have some weights, and then it's a little bit of a gut check, you know, kind of like cross training style.
CrossFit.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You just changed me everything right now.
Yeah.
Oh, and, it's definitely 50-year-old people can't be going to CrossFit. I'm sorry.
It's cross training, so it's just high and intense, and we do like supersets. But like I said, I have all walks of life in class, you know.
Yeah, nice. I'm definitely. Yeah,
and I have.
Carlos, let's go. Come on, let's go tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's
what
fun.
What time?
Tomorrow is at 7:30 in Sherry.
In the morning?
8 p.m.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, that's
tomorrow's
a full vinyasa.
Tomorrow's Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Instead of going drinking, let's go to yoga.
Let's do it.
Okay, and can you give the directions and the address?
Totally, yeah. I'll find it and I'll send it to you for sure. It's a new location that we just opened up in Sherryland. But yeah, it's just been a fun journey to see. Like I said, all walks of life in class.
We'll come and do an exclusive, and I'm going to show everybody on film what I'm doing. They're going to laugh at me when my wig falls off.
Go live, you know? Yeah. But yeah, those are the classes that I teach right now. They're at Yoga Studio, so shout out to Yoga Studio.
Nice.
And the opportunity. Address for the yoga is at Sherry?
Yeah, I don't know personally. I know it's on 83 on Cherry Road.
What's the name? We'll just put it on there.
Yoga
after.
House.
Yeah,
yoga.
We're not live. We're going to, you know, we're going to edit.
Yoga House.
Don't worry. We're going to have to put it on our Facebook tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the best thing about actually helping people do this type of process with their body? Like what do you love most about being able to help people with that?
Self-awareness.
What's the best story you've ever heard from somebody that one of your clients?
Yeah. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, I'd like to see people cry because it lets me know.
You know?
So when you could make an impact in that emotional level after a class, you know, to me it touches me, you know, like I think because I place myself in their position too. I'm like, okay, I was there or I'm still there. Mm-hmm. Or I resonate with that because I could feel it, you know,
right.
I'm pretty empathetic with that. And yeah, I think there's that. There's also a weight loss journey, you know, that I've been a part of. I had somebody tell me like, hey, I just want to thank you, you know, because I've been coming to your class every day or every time we have class and I'm down X amount of weight, you know. So, but to tie it all back into, man, I think it's the self-awareness.
Yeah.
I think it's the self-awareness that I recognize within people, you know, like they're a lot more, there's more life to them, you know, compared to when they first started. You know,
can you tell me about your family? Like, what do they say? Like, how do you share your passion? How do you share this passion with them? And are, you know, because when I went through this experience, like the first thing that I thought about was like sharing it with my family. Because I'm like, I got good news.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But his mom is very religious. Her and I, we are very.
So like, how do you share this with family?
Yeah.
Or friends or you know, people close to you.
And from experience, going back to when I first experimented with psychedelics, you know, me and my mom, we have a very special relationship. And I would say I'm pretty spiritual because of her, and she probably doesn't know that. But I would share with her about my experiences, and she would hold space and, you know, just tell me, okay, we'll be safe, you know. But if anything, I just walked the path, man. That's it, you know. I already know, you know, I love my little brother, you know, he's my best friend, you know, but I already know my brother, you know, so the best thing that I could do is just be better. That way he could see, okay, what are you doing differently? And he'll ask me like, hey, I need to, like, I'm tight here, or, you know, like, what can I do to improve this, you know, but just plant the seed, man, you know, especially, like I said, based off experience, when I first had my awakening, Carlos, I was like, the British are coming, you know, I was like, guys.
You were trumpeting, that horn, like, doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, I was like, stop eating that, stop watching that, stop listening to that.
It was a revolution.
It was just a huge change for me, and I felt like, I mean, when I tell you, I went completely, like, I took a hard left, you know, like, I grew my hair out, you know, I stopped eating meat for a while, you know.
Wow.
I was like, okay, so if energy cannot be destroyed nor created, you know, and if I die, what if I come back into an animal? Or what if I'm eating a family member right now, you know? So I really, like I said, I took a hard left, you know, and, you know, I tried to eat as clean as possible. And the things that I was listening to and surrounding myself, you have to think yourself as a temple, right? You know, we think in terms of energy, what you consume, what you think about, what you write about, it becomes what you attract.
What you focus on.
Right? It's the energy that you're sending out to receive.
You are what you eat.
Right, yeah. Wow. You are what you think.
Yeah.
You know, it's... So, to answer your question, right now in this moment, I just have to lead by example, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just have to plant that seed. And my mother, like I said, she's come a long way in her spiritual journey, and it makes me so happy to see where she's at in life and the things that she's accomplished. And I'm trying not to get emotional talking about it, but...
It's okay.
Yeah.
You cry in front of me?
Yeah.
Now, come on.
Yeah. Now you know you're doing your job, right? To see her, like, you know, pick up the mat and to just question things. And her and I, like, we go to church together, you know, nice. When she comes down. So I think for me, that's just my biggest, like, that. Just thinking about that right now, I don't think I've really comprehended that, you know, she's come
well,
a long
yeah,
way.
You have all these because, tattoos and you look real tough. And then you're like, take your mom to church.
Yeah.
It's just not like,
and you know, like
what people would think.
So. And there's a purpose behind all of that too. Like, I think a lot about self-image and like vocal tone, and like it all has a personality, right? Mm-hmm. And I've always liked, like, my, I think growing up, one of my favorite rappers was Tupac, you know? And I just love how like Tupac can
Mama,
you know, I love song. Yeah, I love how he could like be gangster, but I love how he could like
be soft.
You know that song he
you know,
sings?
Dear Mama. Yeah.
That's the song my daughter dedicates to me every high school year.
Yeah, it's just, that always stuck with me. And I just, I mean, besides, I'd love the art tattoos.
That's a great thing because Tupac, you know, he went through a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he still had love in his heart to the day he died.
Yeah. I think.
And everyone thought he was like this bad person, mm-hmm. and he was everything negative. Yeah. Like that was like.
When he would talk about social, you know, issues and just like.
The things
that were going on around that time, like to me, it really stuck out because I've always believed it. I've always had this idea of fighting for the people and fighting for what's right,
mm-hmm.
you know. So seeing that, and of course, like I love the culture as well, you know, and I love the Chicano culture too, you know. It's just always stuck with me. So when people like see me, mm-hmm. and they're like, okay. But then when I start speaking, you know, it's a different type of frequency that they receive, you know. So, but it's all for.
It's true, though. I grew up in that era, and that's something that I relate with because I know exactly what you're saying mm-hmm. about how people can perceive certain mm-hmm. icons, and you know they look at like J-Lo and they look at all mm-hmm. these people, but they really don't. Connect with them mm-hmm. on the same level.
Yeah.
Those are just regular people.
Totally. Yeah.
But we put them above our.
Totally. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, as for myself, it was always intentional to perceive this image of, you know? But then again, too, my identity is always.
But you're always changing.
I'm always changing, you know?
You had long hair, like you look like Hawaiian a little bit.
Yeah.
And now you're looking like a Cuban.
Cuban.
Your looks are varying through the.
Yeah. I've heard.
That's the one thing I was telling one of my colleagues this today, is that you've got to keep on reinventing yourself.
Totally.
Because if you're not, you're gonna get bored and then, you know, like you have to keep it, you have to keep that spark in your life.
Totally, yeah.
You have to adapt in every environment.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, wherever you live, you know. And I think that's what keeps.
I think you might be Yvette's favorite guest.
No.
of the podcast.
I'll say who my favorite guest is when I'm ready. Y'all don't get sad, okay? I think all my guests are my favorite guests.
Well, so in the sense of like, rebirthing, right? You think about the rise of the phoenix, right? So like for me, like whenever
it's right there.
Yeah.
The phoenix. You saw that?
Whenever,
I'm about to beat you.
Whenever I go through like this transition in life, you know, like with my hair, I just cut it. I just cut it this past summer.
No.
You know, I cut it this past summer. You know, I went through
It was so long. It was like longer than my hair.
How do you know?
Because I have extensions. I was measuring it so I could do my. No, because whenever we have a guest, wait a second.
Yeah.
Whenever we have a guest, I say, Carlos, send me the information because I don't like.
Going
like I'm
blind.
For real.
She doesn't like to go into
blind. No, I don't like to be on the live, but I'm learning to get, you know, a little bit acquainted. But every time we have a guest, Sometimes I'm like, eh. But most of the time I try to read everything about them, and I want to learn, you know, about them, because that's how we can relate it, you know, in a broader span to everyone.
Totally. Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I did look at all, and I read up all your, I did all your videos.
Yeah.
I really wanted to do your class, but I injured my rib on yours.
We'll get you there. Yeah.
But,
yeah. So when I cut my hair, there was like a voice that, hey, it's time. Because I felt like a lot of static energy here. Like I felt stuck.
Heavy.
I felt stuck. I was going through some things, and I'm like, you know what? Let's just take it all off.
You know, it's funny though, when you cut your hair, you know, in a woman's perspective, because when I was young in high school, I used to read Cosmopolitan magazine. Anyway, it said in there, when a woman cut, when someone cuts their hair, a woman or man or whatever, it means they're taking control of their life.
Mm. Nice. There you go.
Because I shaved this morning.
I thought it was.
Wait a second. Tell me about it. Is it true? Yeah. Like, we're pissed off at the world. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to call the hairdresser. Ask any hairdresser.
Yeah.
Well, they're changing lives every day, every minute. It's true. Because our hair is what defines us in, like, tribal countries. That you can't cut your hair if you're a man. Let the jungle grow. Mm-hmm. You see all these cultures in Hispanic communities where they have their little children, you know, short. And then, like, what? That is like, that's why in the Bible, what does it say?
It was Samson.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't cut his hair because what?
It gave him
it took away his power. Mm-hmm. Whatever, it gave him power.
Yeah.
That's what it is about the whole, you know.
So when it comes to like changing image, it's usually like something drastic, or I need to change my momentum in some aspect,
that's
right?
That's what we do here. Back to your modern vintage, we change the momentum.
There you go.
Write that down.
Yeah.
No, I'm busy.
we have it captured.
And it's the same thing for tattoos for me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's more so spiritual. Like, now,
I think... Every time you get one.
Yeah, I think when I was younger, I wasn't really placing thought into it, you know? But when I got this one, it was a huge milestone for me, because that was my way of saying, that's it. I'm not going to confide in what people say is a normal thing to do.
It's a rite of passage.
It is, yeah.
And look, if you look in like ancient times in the Aztecs and the Mayans, when the daughters and the sons reached a certain age, they would get tattoos because they become at a different level and they get more respect.
Mm-hmm.
Here in society, oh my God, it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
And I see all these Winter Texans coming here with tattoos. I'm like, hey, I like your tattoo.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a tone, an atonement of respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're on a ding. You're in a different level.
Yeah, you have to think about it too,
rite
like the mentality and the self determination to finish it. Like I just got the back of my head tattooed, and that was
I saw that.
That was 12 hours.
Can we see it?
Yeah, you want right now?
Yeah,
go for it. So it's like, look, can you see it?
No. I think you need to take off your jacket.
Oh wow, yeah, I can see it.
Oh wait, let me see it, and I'm gonna tell you if I know what it is. Let's see. Okay. I see roses.
There's a lady in the top.
I think it's mom.
Mm-hmm. Well, that might be, you know, subconsciously, might be.
Well, here's flowers, okay?
Yeah,
so here's flowers, and then what's this over here?
Oh, that's a different piece to it. But this was like an angel, you know, I had seen it. And
you have some Hebrew written on there. What is it?
Is it blessed?
Oh.
Yeah, it says blessed, yeah. And then I have my whole sleeve, my whole back, you know.
Nice.
But for me, it's definitely like it's spiritual.
Awakening.
Yeah, you have to like really battle the mind. Yeah.
Like tattooing, I guess I never got one, but it's also letting go of something.
Yeah.
But you're keeping a memory.
Yeah.
You can let it go, just keep the memory.
There you go.
It's okay. You'll always have that memory, but just let it go.
Yeah.
Like you said, breathe and let it go. Take a breath and let it go, right? What's your motto?
Well, there's a few.
Oh, God. I only know one.
Which one's that one?
Take a breath and let it go.
Breathe and let it go.
Breathe and let it go, yeah.
Breathe and let it go, yeah.
Breathe and let it go.
Breathe and let it go.
Yeah.
You were talking about people, the community, family, affecting people with their body spiritually. I always ask my guests about this phrase that we have down here in the valley, which is like puro 956. What does that mean to you?
Puro 956. You know, I kind of like it.
It is pretty cool.
I kind of like it. And I'll say this. When you're gone for a while, there's no place like home. And now I get it, what Dorothy was saying. You know?
Let me get the red shoes real quick.
Now I get it. Like exactly. y'all understand where I come from. Y'all understand me. Nobody knows me like what I've been through, or we all have similar experiences. We've all been cut from the same cloth, you know. So when I hear it, like I like at first I was a bit cringy because I think of the Edgar cuts and
That's how it started.
Who's Edgar?
Who's exactly?
No, not that guy.
Oh, okay.
It's just like there's no specific person.
Edgar is the style of the haircut.
I thought the 956 was the area code.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's like puro 956.
Yeah.
Is that like a fade?
Well,
it's like a mullet almost fade. I don't know. I don't even know anymore.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But it started like you were saying with like the Edgars where it was like the
troquiarca. The drop trucks. Yeah.
But now it's evolved into something bigger.
El Bronco.
There you go.
It encompasses everything, I feel.
Anybody can put their business and they put 956 and well, they're going to be droned and they're going to be status.
I think here's the only thing that I hope I don't step on people's feet about this.
It's okay.
Be honest.
The only thing that I dislike about like that or when I think about the 956 is when people take advantage of people from the 956, right?
Yeah.
So like when you have people like interviewing, you know, people that are drunk or like asking like just the most, you know, dumbest questions, you know, and that's their like fortune to fame. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not ask like, hey, what's something that you love about yourself today? You know what I'm saying? Like that's where I'm like, man, because you go on social media and TikToks and of course they go viral, man. And all I'm seeing is people from the 956 with just, you know, absence of the spirit, you know?
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about.
I
think it's a cry out.
So I mean, kudos to every. Like I said, everybody's expressing themselves and what.
That's their level.
Like if that's what God's telling you to do, do it. You know, I feel like. To answer your question, I take a lot of pride of where I'm from. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's an honor to be here. Mm-hmm. Everybody's moving here. You know, we're growing and growing. Grupo Frontera, let's go. You know, when I hear that, it brings joy.
Yeah.
It brings my little brother almost got a 956, you know, tattoo, you know.
Oh, damn.
Right.
I think if I ever get a tattoo, it'll probably be something like that. Puro 956.
Puro 956, yeah.
I have a shirt around here. It says Puro 956.
Yeah.
But I agree. Like, I take immense pride, and I always feel not sorry for the person, but, like, whenever someone says, like, I don't like the Valley because it's XX or X, like, my first thing is, like, well, make it better.
Totally.
Like use what you know, your experience to share it with the world and the community and make it better.
Totally.
So I agree with you. I take immense pride in
Yeah.
I commend you for coming back in the Valley and putting and spreading, you know, awareness and education and bringing, you know, a lot of people need this. And I think it's so sad that, you know, there's not enough resources or alleys, but it's changing.
Yeah.
You know, and mental health too, especially mental health.
Yeah, and by no shape or form, you know, am I saying like my beliefs and my thoughts are the way it should be. You know, I'm definitely, what's brought me to the path has definitely
been self-awareness.
Self-awareness, but it's also, it has a lot of guilt and shame in my past actions, you know. There's a lot of things that I've done in life that I'm not happy with, you know, and the path has definitely, like yoga and all that spirituality has definitely led me to becoming a better person. I'm like, I'm human, you know, like there's going to be times where I should have taken a right, but I took a left, you know, and that's where that self.
Should have took Uber.
I should have took an Uber. Yeah, but you know, it's what's led me to the path and it's what helps me get back onto the path, you know.
Right.
It's definitely the pain, you know. So, man, but Puro 956.
Yeah, you know? I love it. Is there something that I haven't asked you that you want the people listening or watching right now to know about Raul?
What's your nickname? What should we call you when we go to yoga class?
Oh.
What's up, stuck at?
Yeah.
I mean, what do they call you? Like, what's your, like, if you could say, if all your friends would have one word to describe you, what would it be? One word.
Friends. Oh, wow.
Or anyone.
Yeah. That's a.
If you take one word to describe yourself,
maybe we should go. Maybe we should go to his class.
We are. We're just signed up for tomorrow, 6 p.m. Where were you?
7:30.
7:30.
7:30 on the job.
It, you know, I think I just voiced it right now. You know, I love yoga for the reason that it's brought me to many different platforms, and it's brought me to this opportunity. You know. There's many different paths to explore, not with spirituality, not just yoga, right? But yoga's definitely helped me get to where I'm at. And like I mentioned prior, you know, nobody is perfect. You know, I think I don't want the impression that, oh, this guy lives righteously. Like, it's definitely not the answer, you know? But if there's one thing that people...
When I say righteous, I don't mean self-righteous. I mean a righteous... In the Bible, you're supposed to live a righteous day every night. You're supposed to be righteous to everyone, not self-righteous.
Right.
But righteous meaning like living a righteous life through Christ, through, you know, living, you know, morally, you know, and having to be in an altruistic level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're changing people's lives.
Yeah.
The only way you can do that is if you yourself have your own self-awareness of who you are and what you're here for.
Amen.
Christ.
Amen. There you go.
You are a vessel of God.
Yeah.
As I am too.
Mm-hmm.
You have God's favor right now. Anyone who comes in your path or around you is going to benefit. God is working through you right now.
Mm.
And that's a righteous life.
Thank you for that.
Not self-righteous. That is a righteous life. Yeah. And I pray the Virgin Mary every day. I'm like, okay, it is right. And it's in the rosary. It says, it is right and just. You know, it is right and just every day. And people don't understand that. They say, they preach, they go to church, and they get baptized, but they don't live the righteous life.
Right.
Which is what you're doing. And you're changing people. Yeah. With this men's, you know, retreat. Mm-hmm. I think it's amazing. Like, I'm gonna refer you some people.
Yeah.
And you're gonna feel, you know, that tug. God's, every morning you don't wake up on your plan. It's God's plan.
Amen.
Hey God, where do you want me to go today? Who am I gonna go help? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
No, it's like we don't have control over that.
Yeah.
God does.
Yeah.
Christ does. And you're finding your way up to heaven already. Mm-hmm. You got your own room, you got you know, condo, whatever. Like, it's how we, you know, how we portray, how we live right now is going to bring us back in our next life, if we make it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, that's well said, you know. I would also say that every waking second is an opportunity. Like, right now, you have the chance, you have the choice to decide, you know, which direction you want to go into. Of course, with self-awareness and breath, you know, there's always a pause, you know, so.
Well, hopefully tomorrow we're going to
get our carbon dioxide on.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
CO2,
I'm excited because I haven't done yoga. Like, I haven't been in a yoga class, like, I don't think ever.
Well, for me, it's going to be really hard because I cannot sit down for more than 5 minutes. I cannot sit still. I can't get my nails done. I can't get my hair. I have to do everything myself because I cannot be in any kind of restraint. I have to be free and like, for me to sit down and, you know, concentrate for, like, you know, 45 minutes?
About an hour.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be really hard, but maybe I can try, you know.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share? Any last words?
Man, I just want to thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Yvette. You know, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
I think what you guys are doing is huge for the 956, you know. And I love the fact that you guys are bringing in locals and to talk about their story, you know, because that's...
Everybody has a story, yeah.
Yeah, everybody does have a story and everybody deserves to be seen and heard. And I think the more, you know, that you put out, the more that you're going to connect with people, man. And that's what this life is about. It's about that human connection. It's about community, you know, consciously living in tune with each other, with God.